This is your stock and ETF update for Tuesday, July 10th. All right, before I get started, I just want to remind you that I will be kicking off the summer FIB series. That's actually tomorrow. It's not included in the actual membership, but if you're interested in learning a little bit more, you can check this out. You just have to go to simplertrading.com/summer, okay? And we're going to get started with the S&P, the daily chart. And not too much has changed here, so I'm going to tell you the same thing. I had time and price at this last low, okay? This was followed with buy triggers. It was retested and still followed with buy triggers. And if this low is any good, well, I mean, we do know that it's been good for at least a nice healthy rally so far, but what I'm talking about is as far as the full upside target, okay? Because yeah, we've got 94.75 points off of this low, but if we get the typical full target, then it's the 1272 extension that we're shooting for, which remains at the 2823 area. Now remember, in the bigger picture, there are even higher targets beyond that. You would have a second target off of that same low at the 2859 area. You would have another target off of this old swing, and you'd have another target off of this bigger picture swing. Okay, so you know there's potentially a lot to look forward to on the upside. And again, there's no guarantee that we'll get there, but that's typically what we shoot for, the 1272 extensions for any of the trend trade setups. All right, let's also look at the 120-minute chart. And this one is going to give us some lower targets, and it's going to come from, you know, some of these prior high to low swings, for example, okay? And you want to keep an eye on them because you want to ratchet up stops as you go. I'm not asking you to short this market because I do believe that we do have, you know, the higher targets that should eventually be met. But I know that there's some of you that are itching to short this market, and I'm going to tell you, unless you have experience with counter trend trades, I would stay away from it, but I would protect profits on longs. But I will tell you one thing, I do have some time resistance to the rally here as it's, you know, testing these extensions. So those of you who know exactly what you're doing with the counter trend trades, if you want to look at it, you know, I'm not going to talk you out of it, okay? It's just really not for newbies, though. All right, let's take a look at, well, just an example for kicks. This is a 30-minute chart of the S&P. Now, I'm not setting up new levels on this one, but I am going to give you an idea of what you can do as far as trailing a stop. You can have a stop underneath this most recent prior swing low. And again, if you want to play it tighter than that because you know it's at important resistance, you absolutely can. You're the one who has to decide how much you're willing to sit through as far as, you know, a pullback to try and stay in for the higher prices. We know this market's, you know, quite a bit extended and maybe a little bit overdone, but that doesn't mean that it's definitely going to pull back for you. All right, let's look at, I just wanted to remind you about the bigger picture chart in the NASDAQ, you know, via the monthly, because we're going back into that area where we're facing that 1618 extension of that major swing. And it also is overlapping those other targets and decisions that I was looking at, because we had this bigger picture decision that we were looking for at the 7420 area. At least that's my target off of that most recent low. So just be aware that it is bumping up again into resistance, so it gives you reasons to continue to ratchet up stops as you go. And for those of you who are nimble, you know, if you do see a solid sell trigger, you know, you can mess with that, but again, not really for the newbies. As far as the weekly chart of NASDAQ cash, we also did continue to hold above this key symmetry support here, which gives you a target at the 7407 area. And then of course we have this old target from this prior larger swing down, and that gives you that 7420. So anywhere up in this area, really ratchet up your stops, okay? As far as the daily chart, again, this was you didn't have as much of a retest with the NASDAQ futures, We did have the 5 days down and the 5 days down, and we do have the potential target up here at 74.67. I believe we cleared another hurdle on the upside today. And this is, again, the target that we're going to initially be looking for. And let's see, so far off of this simple decision, let me just measure what we got in this rally so far. Looks like 347.5 points off of time and price. Okay. Again, probably easier said than done as far as, you know, getting involved and staying in for a move like that, but it can be done. IWM, similar deal here. We had the symmetry with the 786 tested. It retested it and held again. And our initial upside target is going to be this 172.36 area. But I also want you to be aware of a target off of an old swing that comes in just a little bit lower at 171.83. And as usual, just because you reach targets doesn't mean that you have to get out of the market. You can actually just, you know, ratchet up your stops, and if it's lucky enough to go to the 1618 extension, hey, you know, maybe you get more out of a trade there. So it's just, you always want to watch extensions for possible termination of the moves. Crude oil, and if anybody's trading this and you want to remind me when it's time to switch contracts, that would be helpful, because I really don't follow futures that much anymore, so I haven't really paid attention to the rollovers, and I know I've missed a couple of those. So I know there are some of you trading this, and if you can, you know, kind of give me a gentle nudge when it's about to roll over, it would be appreciated. Anyway, we did end up holding on the pullback zone on the lower time frame chart, and if we do clear the original target at 75.23, or that general area, the next target is 78.45. This is what the 120-minute chart looked like. So we did pull back into this extension support. We're having trouble at the symmetry, but after pulling back a little bit, it looks like it's trying to clear it. So what it needs to clear really is this 74.31 to 60 area to anticipate a potential target up at 76.12. Okay, which is, that's going to be different than the target that I have on the daily chart. All right, let's look at gold. So gold went through the first area of resistance. So if you wanted to look at a sell decision, the next one doesn't come in until 1274.60 to 1278.10. Now remember, there's more than one decision. There's, you know, a trend sell decision against, you know, any of these areas versus the timing that I had at this last low that has given us, you know, a nice little bounce. Now whether it's going to continue or not, it's another story. We don't have everything on our side for that, but I do have definition of risk if you're interested in looking at the buy side on this pullback. So what's left of the zone is now 1256 even to 1257.80. If we can hold that area and it triggers an entry, then your initial upside target is going to be this 1269.32 area. All right, let's look at some more charts here. So Apple cleared an important hurdle today, so that's awesome if you're long Apple. Ultimately, my target is this 197.63 to 198.55 area. You do have one little mini hurdle here with the 786 retracement, but a reason why I would like you to ratchet up stops, besides the fact that this market's a little bit overdone, is that I do have some timing factors. Now, if the timing kicks in, what I'm expecting or anticipating is maybe a little bit of a pullback for another buy entry because the daily pattern's still bullish, okay? But if you're not willing to sit through that, then, you know, you might want to ratchet up. For example, when we had this last pullback here, okay, we've met two targets on the upside. So would you want to sit through another pullback like this? Probably not. You know, you can have stops under here. You can have stops underneath here. You know, I mean, your choice. You can go down to a 5-minute chart and have an even tighter stop. But that's what you need to know about Apple. Now, Amazon cleared an important hurdle today. And then what I did here was I added a few other price relationships that may offer resistance. and I'll show you where it comes from. First of all, we have this high to this low, the 1618 extension. But then you have these swings, this one and this one and this one, and I projected them from, you know, this low, and I probably projected them from this low also. And that gives you a lot of resistance at the 1741.47 to 1751.48 area. Now, that doesn't mean that it's going to stop Amazon in its tracks, but you want to be aware of it just in case it is starting to offer resistance. Ultimately, my target off of this last low comes in at 1794, but I'm going to give you another heads up on timing between the 9th through the 12th. Would expect maybe another pullback that could be similar to one of these if the timing does kick in, okay? So, again, good reason to ratchet up stops. You know, use all of the tools all of the time, and timing is a very important tool. Let's look at, so Facebook is so close to a target that I've been looking for months, and it was the 207, 209 area. And then off of the most recent low, we have this target at 206.63. So that's another one. You know, it's getting into targets and resistance. Doesn't mean that it's going to stop there. It could easily just continue and rally towards the next bigger picture target at 223. But there is reason to ratchet up stops, and there is timing here too between the 10th through the 13th. Google. Let's see. I've got the 9th through the 11th on this one. Yeah, there it is. There's your timing there. Now, we're pretty far away from the target that I'm looking for here. So this high to this low gives you a target of this 1227 area. I've got some old targets here. But we have a hurdle that comes in before that, and it comes in at the 1181.07 to 1184.33 area. That is simply the 100% projection of this prior rally swing projected from the recent low, and it overlaps a 786 retracement. We've already cleared the 618, so that's positive. So ratchet up on that one too. And again, you know, this is where we had, or you can look at the lower time frame chart and how it can really give you a very low risk entry. And we held this area, and you've rallied over $53 from there. So what do you want to do? Well, you're almost at target two. Maybe you have a stop underneath here. Maybe somebody else is going to use a tighter stop that'll show up on a lower time frame chart. It's your choice. You have to decide how much you're willing to sit through as far as a pullback. Now, Goldman Sachs, very nice. We have the key weekly support that we're on top of, and right, you know, before earnings, we're starting to get a nice rally in XLF and all that good stuff. So, did we have support? Yes. What else? On the daily chart, I went over this timing, I believe on Friday, where you can see similarity. This was 15 bars, this was 14, this was 14, this was 12, and this was 13 into that last low. And we started seeing, you know, a little bit of a rally, and that's when, you know, I talked to you about this maybe beginning the counter trend rally. Don't have any meaningful resistance in this one until around the 230.93 to 231.52 area. Let's see, as far as timing, what do I have? Time resistance, I've got a couple of dates coming up. I've got the 12th through the 16th. So that's something to be aware of. But we have had reason to look at the buy side for a counter trend trade in Goldman. And as far as Netflix is concerned, I still have a target up at 435.30. The only other resistance might be where we had, you know, this old high was made at symmetry resistance, but the odds are lower that it's going to hold on a retest. So I'm still looking at some higher targets there. Actually, I gave you a short-term buy setup in the trading room today off of a 15-minute chart, and that ended up holding nicely. Now, last but not least on this workspace is our decision in Tesla. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I know that we're going to go here for sure. I am going to tell you that, you know, if that low is more important, that is our typical target. But as far as the most recent decision, this is where I have definition of risk. So, you know, we held above this area. It's triggered on some time frame charts. It's not one of the highest probability setups because you really don't have the moving averages all on the right side. So, yeah, not the best setup, but risk definition is very clear. So if we continue to hold above here, yes, we're going to have some hurdles on the way up, but if we do hold above that support and then clear the hurdles, this would be your next upside target, which then could eventually take you into this target. Okay, when am I wrong? I'm wrong if it takes this out. You have to know when you're wrong. All right, how about, we've got a few more charts here. Now, BABA is continuing to rally off of that last low, okay? And let's see, I do have a hurdle that comes in above the market that you should be aware of, and I have a potential target that comes in above the market you should be aware of. Do we have any timing? I don't think I've done extensive timing on this workspace, but I do have at least a couple of dates between the 10th through the 13th. So again, as you know, with any trade, if it's starting to play out in your favor, at least go to a break-even stop, okay? Boeing did not hit my support. Okay, so I can't really give you, you know, anything off the daily chart because we fell short of it. But as far as can we look at the next pullback for an entry, yes, but it's not pulling back yet. So we'd have to be patient if it starts giving me a pullback so that you have an intraday opportunity, then I will more than likely post that on the app, okay, as far as the alert. As far as Baidu, we held or retested this support beautifully. We have higher targets, but I do have an important cluster of resistance, aka a hurdle, 265.62 to 267.38. Okay, so be aware of that. But ultimately, you know, we do have higher targets if we can push through that area next. I also have timing the 9th through the 11th. Okay, so be aware of that too. As far as the 30-minute chart. Now, if you remember when I showed you, you know, where we had relatively low-risk pullbacks where you could define your risk just underneath the zone, I mean, we've had a beautiful rally here, and you've met three targets. So what you might want to do, have a stop underneath here or have a stop underneath here. Depends. How about, so Citi, now this, I told you, was a counter-trend trade. We had time and price at that last low. We pulled back, we went slightly below the 618 retracement, and then these are hurdles that you need to be aware of because it is a counter trend trade, which means that, you know, the hurdles are coming from this bearish pattern of lower lows and lower highs, and you have to be prepared, you know, for possible failure if we can't get through one of these areas. So I want you to play that relatively tight. If you're going to sit through earnings, that's your choice. That's coming up on the 13th, but definitely watch these areas of resistance. And then the one that I don't quite have labeled yet, just in case, is anywhere from, let's say, 71.13. Yeah, I don't anticipate it rallying that much, but you never know. 71.13 to 71.89. Okay. Okay. And I don't believe that I have time resistance. Yeah, I did not do that. Did not have time to. HD, this becomes the trade of the week. I already, you know, had this set up for you. I do have an important hurdle that you need to clear at 197.42 to 197.98. That includes a 1618 extension, a 100% projection, and a 618 retracement. So that's a hurdle needs to clear. For a potential upside target at the 204.18 area. NVIDIA, you know, is still playing out, okay? So, you know, this was my trade of the week last week, and it still looks fine. The hurdle on the way up is going to be this 255.47 area, and then I'm not sure how much more we'd have to worry about, except if we took 100% of that prior low to high. Yeah, so then the next area or hurdle is going to come in with the 786, that overlaps the 100% projection of that prior rally. But otherwise, you know, so far so good. And Twitter, now Twitter, what was it? They're deleting a bunch of fake accounts or, you know, something like that. So it got a bad rap for that today, but I did redo and add the other symmetrical projections and added an extension and all that. And we did actually test and hold on a retest. Okay, it went a little bit through the old low, but it was, you know, testing symmetry again, and it held. Now that's one decision by itself. But let's see, did it actually give you a buy trigger? Not for a swing trade on a 15 minute. Looks like maybe on a 5 minute it would have given you a day trade entry, you know, or a 2 minute or a tick chart. Yeah, you would have had a day trade entry, but as far as to keep overnight, not really. And there's something else that I showed you in the breakout session today. And if you missed it, you can go and watch that in the archives. But check this out, you know, you had that breakdown there. So on this time frame chart, it actually sets up a short. Now, I don't know if there's going to, you know, be a big rollover from here or not, but look at it this way. If you want to look at a short, your risk definition is above this 45-43 area. If you just want to know what it needs to clear in order to continue to rally from that last low, that's the same zone. It really needs to clear that. Okay, so you know, that's what looks good. And let's see, I think I have one more chart for you. Now there are extra charts and extra setups for you to look at, but you need to download the charts underneath this video or download the chart packet that will also be on box.com once I you know, take snapshots of everything here. But one last one from the breakout session was RH, and there is some beautiful symmetry here, so I figured this one was worth looking at. I don't know that we have triggered an entry yet. If you look at, you know, yeah, 2 minute chart, of course. 15 minute chart, actually, 15 minute or aggressive swing trade trigger did fire off, but the 30 minute chart trigger did not fire off. So depending on which trigger you use, you might be in a trade here, but just know that your definition of risk is underneath 128.58. Okay, potential upside target is 172.73. So that's what I have for you for tomorrow, and I hope to see some of you guys in that class. And I'll also be doing the live trading session with John Carter on Thursday.